Good morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking. Yeah. Okay, let me just have a look here. Yeah, tomorrow's booked up, but I could get you in this afternoon. I can do a 2 o'clock, or the last one I would be able to do would be 2:40. Okay, what's your surname? Dawson. I guess like we'll do the assessment. It'll be Dr. Vanessa this afternoon. We'll do the assessment first and just see, have we been on any medication? Is this a new presenting problem, or is it a problem that you have addressed with Dr. Yeah. Okay, certainly. And we've tolerated the meloxicam okay and everything with our gut. We've been eating well, pooing all okay. Yep. Okay, sure. Okay, yeah, so we'll do the assessment first, and then if doctor thinks it is warranted, she may look at admitting for some x-rays or something like that. It potentially might, if that's the case, I'm not sure she'd do it through the consult, or whether or not she'd obviously admit next week and do the x-rays. There hasn't been a fall or anything like that that my Yep. Yep. Okay. No. And how old is Lulu? I just can't see on my screen here. About 9. Yeah. Yeah. So I guess what the doctor will be looking at, especially with 9-year-old, is just to make sure that there's no mobility issues due to like things like arthritis, and that can obviously be looked at through an X-ray. They may trial an anti-inflammatory to see if that helps settle things down, and then if it doesn't, look at X-rays in the future. I'm just not sure, but that's basically where they would probably lie with working up at this stage. I can't really, I can't really advise that. Obviously, I'm not being the vet. It definitely, and being obviously a rabbit and gut issues, I just don't want to upset his gut as well. I would probably hold off just until we see the doctor this afternoon. If it was going to be days, I would potentially check with the doctor and just ask. But because you're coming in this afternoon, we would just hold off and see what they say first. They may prescribe a different anti-inflammatory as well, and or pain relief that might be a bit better on the gut as well. Yeah, so just hold off doing that then at the moment. Does it seem to be both legs, or we're just a little bit stiff to move around? Yeah, just let us know if that's going to do that. So, yeah, definitely just let us know. Like, we can definitely admit him just to have a look at him. Like, his breathing up could potentially be, if he is in a bit of discomfort and pain, that could potentially be what's going on and what causing it. But it could be other things. I just can't say. Like, if you are concerned and you think he is breathing more erratic or with more effort, you're more than welcome to bring him down, and we'll admit him into hospital here and just assess him. But yeah, I can keep the 2:40 appointment as well. It's up to you what you would like to do. Yep, okay. Well, I'll let the Yep, okay, certainly. Well, I'll definitely do you know what time you'll be here? Yep. Okay. Not a problem. Okay. Well, we'll see where the doctor's up to, whether or not she can assess while you're here, or whether or not she sends you away to have a coffee and whatnot and come back for the appointment. I just don't know. Like, she'll potentially still be in a consult and stuff at that time. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I've moved it up to two if you're going to be around the area, just so that appointment doesn't get taken, and we can do it sooner if that suits you a bit better. Okay, not a problem. Well, I'll let them know that you are going to head down and potentially get here around about the 12:30, 1 o'clock mark. And then, as I said, it just depends on where the vet is at with consults and procedures to whether or not she sees you then or she gets you to come back for the 2 o'clock. Not a problem. Okay, thanks, Hayley. We'll see you when you get here. Thank you. Bye.